Ed Coots and Nick Angelo. I like that. What a place to be. I couldn't remember the name of it, but the name of it is Art to Go. And I'm writing something new. It's something new. So these are some new characters to me. You never know when you get a chance to just sit down and make art, Georgia told us. Art to Go was printed on her backpack. The thing weighed about 40 pounds, I swear. No wonder your shoulders are rounded, Penny said, and stepped behind her and physically pulled Georgia's shoulders back. Not good for you. Georgia didn't argue. She didn't even respond. We all knew she'd do as she always did, which was whatever she wanted. She's the kind of woman who takes pride in her rebelliousness. She rebels even when there's no need to. I mean, who cares how many napkins they use at an elementary school cafeteria? Really? In light of all that matters in the world? But there she was, last Tuesday lunch hour, standing in front of Ruth Bader Ginsburg Elementary School, dressed in nothing but paper napkins. When the school principal called the police after asking her five times to either leave the school grounds or put on some goddamn clothes, he really said that. Little six-year-old kindergartner kids, right in hearing distance, too. What was worse? A 53-year-old woman, half-naked, draped in paper napkins, standing in front of a flagpole that proudly flew the stars and stripes, or a principal cursing within hearing distance of those innocent little ears? Georgia said what she was doing was performance art. And the goddamn principal, yeah, she used those curse words too. He was infringing on her First Amendment rights. More than 3,000 people dead from a terrorist attack and the president of the United States threatening to bomb the bejesus out of the whole Middle East, and there's Georgia, bare-assed in front of a public elementary school arguing about her freedom of speech. Gotta love her, though, an outrageous woman doing outrageous things and calling it art. I mean, come on, that's pretty cool, right? As for Penny, she just cares too much about everyone and everything. Damn if she didn't bring a one-legged chicken home yesterday. She said she thought maybe Georgia could fashion some kind of a prosthetic out of a popsicle stick. Damn, I love these women. Next prompt, please, to see what happens to Georgia. Did she get arrested?